And as someone said, lights, camera, Rabbeinu.
Good morning, Baruch Hashem. We're holding now Makos Daf Chaf Amud Beis. We're going to start now.
20B.
We start from Tana. And then play Mali, please, as Liba Shabbos. The 15 lines from the top. Tana was taught. Hanaitel is one who takes Male Pi Azug B'Shabbos, the full tip of the scissor. They cut hairs on Shabbos. Chayiv, then they're Chayiv for being Mechal Shabbos, which means they're doing Telush, they're picking. It's like you can't pick something off a tree, you can't pick something off your beard. So you're Chayiv. The Kama Male Pi Azug. How much is the head of a scissor full? I'm Rabbi Yehuda Shtayim. This is going to be two hairs. This is Vilcha Shabbos. Vilcha Shabbos, one who cuts two hairs, they're already chayiv. This is cutting two hairs. I what the Gemara asks, V'hatanya l'kar chashtayim. But we learned in a Braisa that when you hold yourself, someone who pulls themselves, because they're in grief over a mace, we said they're chayiv malchus. There you told me it was two hairs, which sounded like, specifically for Karka, it's two hairs. But for Hilcha Shabbos, it seems like it's a different shear. My answer is no. Eima say v'chein l'karcha, also for a karcha, also for balding yourself, also it's two hairs. V'chein l'karcha shtayim, we're not making a shear just for balding yourself and another shear for Shabbos. Over there, even though the Braisa was saying karcha, it wasn't specifically saying karcha. It was saying also karcha, also the shear for balding is also two hairs, just like by Shabbos is two hairs. Tanya Nami Yachu. We also learned in a price like this. Hanaitel, one who takes Male Pi Hazug B'Shabbos, right, the head of a scissor full on Shabbos. Chayif, the Kama Male Pi Hazug. How much is this? Shtayim, two hairs. So someone who cuts two hairs on Shabbos is going to be Chayif. So it's a very good story of prices. So far, it's exactly like we said, and everything's perfect.
The price also seems to agree with the last teaching that we had, that we had a whole machokas and what was the size of the karcha. So this price seems to be going with the two hairs.
Yes.
The size of the karcha.
Right. This price is going with the two hairs. This Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos seems to be, it doesn't have to be the same. But Hilchos Shabbos, this price for Hilchos Shabbos says 2 hairs.
Yeah, but it said that the karcha also agrees with that.
But that was, we were quoting our original braisa. When we said karcha is 2, we were quoting what we just said. We were quoting our braisa we just spoke about. Right? Or that's what was our Gemara. Our Gemara said here, the Shabbos says it's 2, but we learned it a braisa from our braisa, which we just mentioned, that karcha is 2 hairs. Which sound like only karcha is 2 hairs and not Hilchos Shabbos. We're quoting our braisa.
Right.
So we're saying, no, it means also karcha is 2 hairs. That also over there, they're both 2 hairs. Hilchos Shabbos, you're chayiv for cutting 2 hairs. And for balding on the mace, also you're chayiv for 2 hairs. And I brought a braisa. Fine. So let's see. Now, so really, up until this braisa, I was bringing a proof to what we said. Comes Rabbi Eliezer, and he argues, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Achas. The other says that one who cuts even one hair on Shabbos is chayiv already. So, Hilchos Shabbos, you have machlokes, how many hairs do you have to cut in order to be chayiv? According to the braisa itself, which we say could be like Rabbi Yehuda, it's 2 hairs. According to Eliezer, it's 1 hair. That's many hairs to be chayiv on Shabbos, so on is to cut. Good. However, once you're referring to a machlokes about the hairs, the Gemara brings in another topic. Chacham agreed to Rabbi Yezer. The Malakit Levanis Pitesh. Let's say someone takes their white hairs out of their black hairs. It's a deraisa. Because it says you're not allowed to act like a woman. You're not allowed to, like we're going to say soon. The Gemara is going to say soon. La Yilvash Gever Simas Isha. A man can't do these things like a woman. So over there, how many hairs do you have to pull out?
One.
Everyone agrees one.
Wow, does that mean every day one hair?
Every time you pull out one hair, you get malchus. You pull out one white hair. Every time a person pulls, this person is going to pull out one white hair among his black hairs. He's chayav malchus for each and every hair is a separate chayav malchus, a separate isur deraisa. So Maidim Chacham Lurabiyazi. Chacham agreed to Rabiyazi. The Malakit Levan is Beitei Shchars. One who plucks out the white hairs from the black hairs. Afilu Echos, even one Shuchai, even Acha Shuchai Vizchayiv. Now, not only, and this is only on Shabbos. The Dabar is that this thing, Afilu Bechol Aser, even during the weekdays Aser. Shem Shenera, because it says, La Yilvash Gever Simas Isha. A man is not allowed to wear the clothing of a woman. Now, under the umbrella of the Slav, is not only actually wearing late woman's clothing, which itself is an ister for a man to wear woman's clothing. However, included in this is also for a man to do things that specifically that women do, which is like plucking out their a white hair from among black hair so they should look beautiful. This also goes into this ister deraisa of la yilbash gavis nimlas isha, and therefore is going to be aster.
Is it?
It's machloek. It's a big machloek. It's bad. Rama, there's a Rama that says it's mutter. Mice is better not to do it.
Okay, I got you.
But for a man? I don't know. What was his word? Menachem was asking, what about if you're a ladder? It's fine. So, he asked if a wig command, if he wears, needs to wear a toupee, there is such a thing for a man. It's not really a lady's wig. Uh-huh. If a man needs, they wear toupees. It's not Esther DeRice.
The wig that I really only prefer, is that
permissible? I don't know. Ask the pastor.
Is this a. Just putting your hair out in general, or
particularly
over someone that
had died. This is even in general. One trying to beautify himself, we'll see the refunds. Even someone, a man trying to beautify himself like a woman, so is it the right that for a man to try to beautify himself in a way that a woman beautifies herself?
Grooming, toupee is the punishment
you get. Toupee. So we say, let's see over here. Let's see the refund. So the Rivan says, V'loigasina Tanya. We don't say Tanya. He's saying, our Gemara starts with Tana and not Tanya. What's the difference? They're both a Braisa. What's the Rivan want over here? Just make sure you have the gears of Tana and not Tanya. What's the difference? They're both a Braisa. So what's the difference? When we say Tanya, we mean that from the
Marshal.
That when it says Tanya, it's referring to something we said earlier. When I'm bringing a Braisa, and I'm referring to something we spoke about earlier, either I'm questioning it or I'm bringing a proof from a Braisa, then I say Vaha Tanya. I say we've learned it a Braisa. If I'm just starting from scratch, a new topic, and I'm bringing a Braisa, then I say Tana. So the Rivan saying, make sure you have the gear, so we hear Tana, because we're starting a new topic. It's not connected to the old topic.
So we're saying something, we're not, the Braisa that you brought, that you said it was, you said that we had it in the same Braisa. It's not the same
Bryce,
it's a different
Bryce. Right, it wasn't our Bryce, you're right. It wasn't our Bryce, it was a different Bryce somewhere else.
So that's the reason that we're saying this. We're saying this, but he said specifically, uh-huh. So don't think
it's
that
the, you're oh,
talking
good.
About the last Bryce. It's a separate Bryce that had both Shabbos and Karcha in it. In the same Bryce, it had both of them in it. And there, and so it was laid out like this. On Shabbos, is a. Which one would give birth, Shabbos or Karcha? Shabbos. In the Braisa, they give out Shabbos first?
Those are two
and they were both in the same Braisa.
I don't know, I'm not sure if they were both in the same Braisa.
They're different Braises.
No,
that's. They're not both down here, they were both in the same Braisa. Where's it from, Dalit?
Okay.
I don't know. It was one Braisa, I don't know. It's the point, it wasn't our Braisa. That you're right. So that's what he's saying. Exactly. He's saying that we're not referring to something our Bryce we said earlier. Right? We're saying Karcha, this Karcha, exactly. It's not referring to what we said earlier. But over here, it's referring to a new thing. That's what we're saying, Tana and not Tanya. But they bring that somewhere that it's the same, that they're both in the same Bryce, though?
I think I read it somewhere in our school.
Okay, come here.
It's the same Bryce, and that's why it was assumed that you were talking about, like, that's why the Bryce, when they said, that it said only two hairs by Shabbos. Yeah, it assumed that it was only talking about Shabbos. Yeah, and then said no, because later in the Braisa it doesn't mention two hairs. Right?
Okay.
So it said no, it's talking about for both of them. Those
right,
things.
So it seemed like it was one Braisa. Correct. Right. Fine. That's what it seemed like it was one Braisa. Fine. That's the first refund. He's saying it's a new topic. Very good. Not our original Braisa. It's a new thing in the Chayin Lekar. Let's say the next refund, Piazog. What's the mouth of the scissors? In chudon, the sharp part, shalmas parayim of the scissors. So we said if you cut the mouth of here, the fin of the sharp part of the scissors, the edge of the scissors, you chayiv already. Which we said was two hairs. So the Gemara asks, but it's mashma that braisa says karcha is 2 hears. So it sounds like that for Hilchos Shabbos there was a different amount of hears. Gemara said, no, the chayla karcha shtaim ul pirushi asa. And it was explaining when it said shtaim, also it was also explaining the shear for Shabbos, saying the shear for Shabbos and the shear for karcha for building is also, they're both going to be 2 hears. Fine. Then we said everyone agrees that for a man, even during the weekday, to pull out 1 white hair from any black hairs, you're ready chayv. You don't need 2 hairs. Even though the machlokes by Hilchos Shabbos, if you're chayv, if you pull out 2 hairs or 1 hair, for this halacha of a man pulling out 1 white hair, it's even 1 hair.
Do we say that 1 hair within black hair? What if it's all white and he wants to pull out 1 white hair?
And it's fine. It's not an issue there, right? To pull out your hair is okay. You like to pull your hair out. Go on.
One hair is not black. Pull out.
That's the Mishael, we'll get to it. That's the Mishael, it's Machlek. So Rav wants to know, you're allowed to pull out, if you want to have all white hairs, you're allowed to pull out 1 black hair. So we're saying here, so isn't it the Raisa to pull out what? So the Beis Yaisa of Ishpaskins, it's Mutter. Why? He said, that's not the Derech of ladies. The Derech of ladies, they want to look younger. So they pull out a white hair for the black hairs. But if you want to look older, then the Beis Yaisa holds, it doesn't go into this Isra
Derech.
The Derech
of ladies pull out all their hairs on their face, so like either way.
No, but it's not, we're not talking about the facial hairs. It's not really a facial. A lady usually pulls out her regular hairs. It happens to be for a man also, be honest. We're not talking about the beard. Anyway, any hair a person has, they want to pull out all white hair. But the Beis Yaisa says, it's mutter, if you want to have a look all white, you don't want to look even a little bit black, you want to look very chashuv, so then it's not an Isra Derech to pull out your black hair.
Question as far as women. I know the women are
I don't know anything about women. I don't know.
No, as far as they have operations to make themselves.
Okay, we'll talk about it different. Let's continue this topic over here.
Bye.
Let's see next week. Let's see next week. Sa'aris Levanis. Mitashud Rivan says, what are we referring to? Referring to you're picking Malakit Sa'aris Levanis. Specifically, you're picking black hair, white hairs. Mitashud from the black hair. He's very careful to tell us. This is the case. You're picking specifically a white hair from a black hair. The Kivan, the Adam, Makbet, Alseir, Alavan. So Rivan's trying to explain to us why all of a sudden is everyone agreeing? In Hilchos Shabbos, there's a machloikas, 2 hairs, 1 hair. There's a machloikas, what's considered an important malacha. We know by Shabbos, you're only chayv when you do something important. So by Shabbos, the machloikas is 2 hairs important, 1 hair. Over here, all of a sudden, everyone agrees, it's 1 hair. What's the difference? So he says, this is already something that's considered chashuv. You're ready for filling the object of you're trying to do by pulling out even 1 white hair. So over here, even 1 white hair already is you're accomplishing what you wanted to accomplish. It's already considered a malacha. Got there, Ezra? Mm-hmm. By Shabbat, you want to cut it. How much is a hair cut? Cutting 1 hair, what is it already? So that's you want, you don't, you need 2 hairs. But for here already, even plucking out 1 white hair, that's already what you wanted to do. So therefore, it's already chashuv, you're already chai and malchus on 1 hair. That's what Rivan says. The key one, that since the other makbid out there, love on his makbid on white hair is echot. Shebein sarois of shcharis between his black hairs. Kadesha la yirazok, in order you should not look old. Amrinan, we say, tikshuhu malakit, I say, that when he picks it, mibein hashcharis, be from between the black ones. Malacha chashuvi he's loy. It's already to him a chashuva malacha, something important, considered a work. The chayiv, therefore you chayiv, Mishum Geizes, for a cutting off. Kiva the Chayis looks easy because you're worried about this shearing, this cutting off. It's already considered an important shear. Now, it's interesting.
That's in Hilchos Shabbos.
Oh, even in Hilchos.
Let's say in Hilchos Shabbos, he's Chay Mishum Geizes, the malach of shearing, because it's already one.
He's in the middle of the sentence. He's not talking about the hairs. He's not talking about hairs. He's not talking about hairs. He's saying when you're cutting off the hairs, he's saying. And therefore, because he wants, this is what he wants. This is because these are that he wants.
In Hilchos Shabbos.
What he's in the middle talking about, he hears names. In the middle of a sentence, he's about hears. I'm reading the malachet. I say be bad ashkaris. He's in the middle talking about here. When you pick the white hairs from the black hairs, malacha chashuvi yizu v'chayim yishem geizes, and therefore yichay for geizes for cutting it off, because this is the cutting off that he wants. He's in the middle of a sentence. He's in the middle talking about
okay.
The hairs, the plucking out the hairs.
Period.
Now,
so he's talking about Shabbos there.
Where's Shabbos? He's talking about the hairs.
He picked out a black hair from a white hair. It's chai even in Hilchos Shabbos. And that's what the Gemara said. That is also. He's chai, even the Chachamim agree that he's chai even in Hilchos Shabbos for picking out one hair.
No, you're right. Fine, correct.
Right, here it's in the Hilchos Shabbos.
Right, in Hilchos Shabbos.
Normally he's chai only on 2 hairs. But here, since it's an important malacha, he's chai on 1 hair.
Good, perfect.
Well, on Shabbos, what about separating?
you're separating the white from the black.
I don't think it's a problem, Bart. You're not really separating here. Fine. So let's see. But it's interesting what he says.
I mean, when you're plucking.
It's it doesn't seem like you're separated. I mean, what does we? The scenario here is you plucked it out.
Right. So you're separating the white from the black.
Also, Rabbi Yaakov here says Hilchos Shabbos is no borer on the guf. There's no selecting on the bottom. Oh. But anyway, okay. that wasn't a scenario, but he says no borer on the guf. Let's see. It's interesting because really the Rabbi Avraham, the what's called brings you a case. The Ravan says Shcharis Mitech Levanis Legasina. We don't have the gear set as an Isser to pick the black from the white. So he also, Rivan also says, but they say Shulchan Aruch also says, picking a black from the white is not a chiyuv, only white from the black. Us, we said, Af b'chol Aser, even on the weekday it's Aser to pull a white hair for the black hair, it's white. Shemis na'e asma, he's beautifying himself. B'nai isha with the beauty of a woman, and that's the Isser deraisa of, it goes under the category of, la yilbash gever, that a man can't do what women usually do. He can't wear women's clothing or do things that women do. So what about looking in the mirror? So the Yerushalmi says that the house of Rebbe were allowed to look in the mirror because they were B'nai Malchus, they were the king, they were part of the kingdom, they needed to look in the mirror. So Tezgah said, what does that mean? We're giving an excuse for them. Everybody else is not allowed to look in the mirror. Why? Because it's Layelosh Ishas, it's the Blaskever. It's only women do it. But comes the Ran and the Ramah passing the Shulchan Aruch, he says, if the Derech of where you are is the men also look in the mirror, then it's not going to be Isser Deraisa. So, however, he said, Tamil Chacham still shouldn't do it. That's the Ran says.
Not. I would say reverse it. Tamil Chacham should look like a mansion.
Fine, but you don't have to sit there looking in the mirror. You look like a mansion. No. But the Ran says, Tamil Chacham Achaver should not sit there looking in the mirror to beautify himself. Still, he's saying, even though it's not the Isser Deraisa, because if that's the derech already for men also, still a Talmud Chacham like you shouldn't look in the mirror. That's the Ram Paschim. And that's the Ramah Paschim and Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah Paschim and Shulchan Aruch, he gives us Heter. He says, if it's the derech of your place to look in the mirror, then you're allowed to, a man is allowed to look in the mirror. It's not an Issa Deraisa.
It's about looking in the mirror for a long time. It's like a little glance.
It's to look in the mirror to beautify yourself. Now, it's to beautify yourself, not to take away something negative. That's the also bring that. If a person wants to make sure there's no ketchup on their beard,
yeah.
Then you're allowed to look in the mirror. In the whole Israel, you're trying to beautify yourself. That's the Israel looking in the mirror. Everyone agrees, if you look in the mirror, so you want to make sure, like you said, maybe Tavu Chacham, that you shouldn't look bad, that's mutter. The whole Israel is looking specifically to beautify yourself. There are mugs ahead, so it's the Derech, but the Ran says still you shouldn't do it if you're a Tavu Chacham, you still shouldn't look in the mirror anyway.
Somebody said that, I think I read that, somebody asked that question to Eliashiv. He said, if you're going to look in the mirror to adjust your tefillin, you stay there. If not,
Yes. No, not everybody. Chassidim or Makar not look in the mirror. There are many people don't look in the mirror, even if they're tefillin. They ask their friend. Some people don't look in the mirror if it's tefillin.
Okay.
Well, they don't have it. Chassidim or Makar never to look in the mirror, ever.
What?
Because you're never supposed to look in the mirror. So even if you're tefillin, Menachem is asking here, should you look in the mirror to make sure your tefillin are straight in the morning? Make sure your shoresh is straight. So it depends. Some chassidim, most chassidim are makbid, but even then, not to look in the mirror. They don't look in the mirror, period. And they ask the guy next to them, if they're not sure it's straight, ask your friend, ask your neighbor to make sure that your tefillin is straight. Also, what about dyeing your hair? What's halacha? Yeah, you sure?
Unless you dye gray.
Well, yes. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam paskins, it's iser for a man to dye even one hair. The person has even one white hair and he dyes a black, he's iser deraisa and he gets malchus. Wait, no question. Let's just repeat. Beis Yosef says that this is only, again, when you're doing it from white to black. But black to white is going to be mutter, because women don't do such a thing. Therefore, the Beis Yosef says that's going to be mutter.
What about for a shidduch? Are you allowed to do it?
According to the regular halacha, what it says in Shulchan Aruch, no. You want to find the heter, maybe find the heter. But according to what it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's aser deraisa to dye even one hair. Fine. That's the Shulchan Aruch said. Now, maybe people have a heter. I don't know. This was just a halacha. On heterim, ask a rabbi, ask a potzik to get a heter. We're just saying what Shulchan Aruch said. The regular halacha. Heterim, ask your local Orthodox rabbi if you need a heter.
You sure he doesn't have his beard dyed? I know a couple local Orthodox rabbis.
No, a guy dyed with shoe polish.
Not local here, actually.
Oh, they know dyeing is putting. You have to know what's called dyeing also.
I don't know. I'm telling you, the guy was.
really not a young man. He needs to be a black with two
blocks. What happened with perfume?
That's also a Shaila. Also, a man should really also shouldn't wear perfume. Also, a man should wear cologne. According to Allah, also shouldn't. It says. Let's see the Gemara further. Oh, what about next Gemara? We spoke about in the Mishnah that one who rounds out the corners of their head. Now, what in the world is a corner of your head? My head is not square. I don't have four corners. So where's the corner of your head? Comes the Gemara and says, what do you mean the corner of your head? Ah, pa'asreshen. Right, besides for Hama, most people don't have corners on their head. So what does it say? Tarabana pa'asreshen, saifreshen. It means the end. What do you mean the corner? When we say corner, it means the end of something. Right? You have a corner of your field. It really means the end. It doesn't mean the corner. Hopefully you don't have a corner to your head. It means the end of your head. So the Gemara says, where's the end of your head? Your head's round. There's another end. Where is the end of your head? This is Hamashra, someone who equals out and makes even to Da'av, like which is the side, which is like their temples. He's going to even out from behind his ears and his forehead. Meaning, Ravon's going to say, behind your ears, there's no hair. Right behind your ear itself. Doesn't have, we don't have hairs. You always have a little tiny hairs. You don't have hairs. You can feel it. You don't have hairs. Not here. Are you fired also? You don't have here. Right? It's bald. Your fire is bald. There's no here. And behind you. So shaving, to make this even, to go from here till here, till behind the ear, that's the ister of rounding out the side of the side of your head. Which I mean, basically, we'll go from here, from where your fire is, until where your ear, where it's also, there's no here. So this area is all your pace. That's going to be your pace. Where was F? They see, I had a picture over here. They bring a picture over here.
It's fine. Where the tails grow out.
Pes Harosh. Right, but we're explaining where are the actual spots. Where, what's considered pace? Mid the rice, so where's your pace? Right, where is the, where are you now to shave off? That's considered shaving off your Pa'as Harosh. So it's cleaning up and making equally bold and empty from your forehead until behind your ear. So you're taking all this off. When I take this off, that's going to be your pace, harosh. Mm-hmm. This is going to be the corner of your head.
So somebody that shaves all of their head, all of their hair off their head?
Someone takes a haircut, a baldy haircut, shaves all their hair off their head, lower, the person who says lower than a two, then they're chayif. So, right, so if you want to get a short haircut, so make sure you don't shave off your pace. The person say a two is considered, it's a derisive, going lower than a two on a haircut.
What's a two?
Everybody knows what a two is. Everyone knows a two on a haircut machine, a two, number two on a haircut machine.
It's 2 millimeters, I think.
I was actually at the Zibur yesterday, and it has Hora'ot Makazan. So any Kazan who has his hair shaved completely or around the top, the new kind of haircut they have, should not go up there.
Yeah, because it's like, for sure, a guy who says Isserim shouldn't be a Chazan. They have a sign, anybody who shaves gets one of these fancy haircuts, and not fancy, they shave the top of their head to zero. Then they shouldn't go up because they shave their payas off. So it's a problem. Oh, so let's see the Gemara further. So Tana Rabbana, Pa'at Rasha, Soif Rasha is the end of your head. There's the other side. What's called the end of your head? Soif Rasha. Zeha Masha, this is someone who makes equal Hatzda'a, his, the temples over here. La'achare Aznai, Ulufadasta, he equals that. He cleans up. He makes it all clean shaven. Just like the behind his ear, where there's no hair. And his forehead, he makes them all equal with no hair. He shaves the whole thing. That's going to be the Itzar Deraisa of shaving the corners of your head. Let's see the Rivan on this. The Izehu Saif Reisha. Let's see the Rivan. Izehu Saif Reisha, what's called the end of your head. In which way that you circle out the end of your head, you'll be chayiv the isser of don't round it out. Which spot do you have to round off to get chayiv the isser of rounding out your head? So this is hamashvet tzedav la'achari aznar ulfadach. So achari aznar, behind your ear, ain't sayar klum, there's no hair at all. You don't have hair like these hairs that you have in your head behind your ears. The kapu metzlein, so too in your forehead, ain't sayar klum, there's no hair. But let's say your temples, which are in between them, in between behind your ear and your forehead over here, yesh there, there is here. Ve'imu mashver, let's say he equals it out. Ve'noitel he takes, kol ha'se'er shebet sta'av, all the hair is also on his, by his temples. Lamidas acharez, it sounds like the measurement to the, where it is going to be also behind your ear, ufadachta, right, in that area. Zehu ma'akev se'zeresh, this is someone who is circling out the corners of her head, someone who shaves this off. So this is going to be the area where it's describing where the pay is, harosha, where you're not allowed, where you're not allowed to shave off. Fine. Baruch Hashem. Comes the next Gemara and says the following. Who gets the Ister? The barber or the person sitting in the chair? Both of them. You go to a barber goes and he shaves someone's pay off. Who gets the Ister deraisa then? Who should get Malchus?
The barber.
Let's see. Let's see.
Well, if he told the barber not to do it and he did it,
that's an under a mice.
We're going to see that. Awesome.
But if he tells,
let's say a guy sits down in the chair and tells the barber, "Give me a shave me." I was once in a barber shop, so the guy says, "Shave me, shave everything off, take everything off." Who gets the Ister? Who gets the Ister? The barber, the guy sitting in the chair, both. So why is three sheetas?
What you do?
Let's see, three sheetas. Why is three sheetas? Tani. Tana Kamedir of Chesta. It was taught by Tani, means it was taught by a Tana. Tani was taught by a Amara. A Tana, the Braisa, Kamedir of Chesta. Which means the Amara came and set over a Braisa in front of Rav Chesta. That means Tani was taught by a Amara. Tana, the following Braisa, Kamedir of Chesta before Rav Chesta. Echad HaMakif, the Echad HaNikif, like it. Whether you're the rounder, the makif, or nikif, whether you're rounded, you got rounded, you're the guy sitting in the barber seat, so whether you're a barber or the guy sitting in the chair, like it, you both get malchus, both. Amar Leir Chusta said to him, I don't understand. Manda achal tamri barvila, lucky, one who eats a tamar fig out of the basket, he gets malchus? What's he asking? This guy didn't do an action. The guy's sitting in the barber chair. He didn't do anything. He's just sitting there. And what's the rule we learned twice already in Makas Abdalad and a different somewhere else? The rule we learned in Sakhas Makas. A lav without an action. A lav she'im ha'maisa. Ain't like an lav. You don't get Makas. So how can the guy sitting in the chair get Makas? He gives an example. Let's say one guy picks tamarim on Yom Tov. He puts them in a basket, right? And I come along and I eat them. You're going to give me malchus for eating them?
No,
I'm benefiting from this guy's Ister. Fine. But you're going to get Ister. I shouldn't do, but I'm supposed to get malchus for that? So I benefited from, because I sat in the chair. So I benefited from this guy shaving off my pace because I wanted his haircut. I liked it. Well, how do you give me malchus? I didn't do any. I didn't do an action. The guy sitting in the barber chair didn't do an action to get malchus. He didn't do.
He walked into the barber shop.
But he didn't do the Ister. It could be his Mesael there. He looked at evil to Mitchell. He told him to do it. But not Ister of getting mal, because he did a lot of things wrong. But he didn't do an action. It's true. We're not, again, very important. The Rishon speak out, the Rivan says, we're not saying the guy in the seat isn't going to get an Ister. He's doing something wrong. We're not saying he's not doing anything wrong. He's for sure doing something wrong. He asked for this haircut. He's sitting there. He's letting the guy do it. He's watching him do it. He's going to get an Ister. But you can't give him malchus. That's Rav Chista's question. You can't give a guy lashes if he didn't do an action. In order to get lashes, you have to do a lav, go get the Torah where it says the let's say, and you have to actually do an action.
But
so over here,
if you're back, if you told him to do it, then he's your agent.
So Kavli Rakam is saying, but maybe he's my shliach. He's asking a good question. Maybe he's my agent. Maybe he's my messenger. And we know the rule is that a messenger of a person is like him. So maybe I told him. So maybe I am doing an action because I told him to do it. The answer the Gemara said earlier, and shliach was vayar avera. The Gemara answered earlier. The Gemara asked your question. You can't make someone a shliach to do avera for you. There's no such thing. It doesn't, and halachically, it's not called your agent. So it still comes out that you didn't do an action. You didn't do an action with your head. You were still do an action. You did it Ister by sitting there. But the Gemara is still saying you didn't do it. Even a guy, but you never did it. Even if you get asked a guy to do it for you, you never did an action. You're sitting in the chair. You yourself never did an action. How can we give you malchus? That's Rav Chisda's question. So that's Rav Chisda's question. What, the guy who ate this, one guy picks the tomorrow, and he picks the figs on Yom Tov. So he did an Ister deraisa. I go and eat them. You can give me malchus. Here also, I'm sitting in the barber chair. Can you give me malacha? I didn't do it iser deraisa. It's true, his mashal isn't exactly a good mashal to our case because it's not an exact mashal. Because that case, the person eating the figs did nothing wrong. He's bringing it at the point that you can't get malacha for not doing an action.
So, I know that these were figs that were picked on Shabbos.
Oh, so that's what the Gemara is referring to, because my fancy Gemara brings down that's what we're quoting a Gemara that's what it's talking about. That's what I know. That's what I know. Yeah, because the place where we're quoting it, the Makar that we're bringing it from, that's the case over there. That's what I know. So Rechista says, it's a good question. Hanan said, get a souped up Gemara and you'll get the answers.
If you know that the guy picked him on Shabbos, wouldn't you be hired if you know that he
picked him? No, I'm not hired Malkus. It could be that sometimes he's not supposed to eat it. It's never halachas. If a guy did an Isra or something on Shabbos, if I'm dependent on him, I can't eat it. But you don't give me Malkus. It's true. Maybe the certain says I shouldn't have eaten it. Let's say I'm dependent on him. But it's still, you can't give me Malkus. I didn't do the Isser. Here was, I didn't do the Isser. How do you give me Malkus?
What is it's Tevel outside of Yerushalayim?
But then you get many Malkus. So he says, Rav Chisda is still talking. What does Rav Chisda say? So Rav Chisda isn't really asking the question. He's like, asking like rhetorically, he's going to answer it himself. Rav Chisda is talking, saying he just heard a nice price, though. And he's like talking to this other Amir, it's on the right. He's like, one second, let's think about this for a minute. You didn't do anything wrong, the guy who got rounded. You didn't do an action, you should get Malkus. So Rav Chisda continues to say, the Amr Lecha, so I have to say to you, who must this be? Mani, who is it? Who must be the Tana of this Braisa? Rabbi Huda. It's Rabbi Huda. The Amar, who says, Lav Shein Mamaisa Leikala, right? We wrote this on that Talit also. Rabbi Huda is extreme opinion. He holds, even though you did a lot without action, you still get Malkus. So even though the guy sitting in the barber chair didn't do an action, according to Rabbi Huda, you still get Malkus. So we're going to have Rav Chisda, we have to explain this price is going only according to a single sheet of Rabbi Huda. But you're right, according to everyone else, for sitting in the barber chair, getting your head around, you do not get Malkus. According to Yehudu, who holds extreme opinion, that holds you get Malkus, even for when you do is no action, you're right. Comes Rav and says, no. Rav Aimer, you don't have to be so. Rav says, I have a better pshat. I could say it's everyone. It's not only Rabbi Yehuda. Because what's the scenario? But Makav La'atzma, very simple. The guy comes and rounds out his own head. So here you did an action. You can't tell me you were sitting in the chair. You didn't do anything. You did something. So what's the chiddush of the braisa? Now you get malchus for two reasons. For being the rounder and getting rounded. So usually, Rav is saying, usually right. Only person who gets malchus is the person who's giving the haircut, the rounder. And the person who gets rounded wouldn't get malchus because he didn't do an action. However, what about if you're the guy, you're giving yourself a haircut? So then you get twice. You're getting malchus for being the rounder, and you also get malchus for getting rounded. You get two.
It's all one action.
It's not, but there's two isurim deraisa. There's one isur deraisa to round. There's another isur deraisa to get rounded. But usually, what's the problem? If I'm getting rounded, I didn't do an action. Over here, you get two malchus for one action. Good. As you're saying, how do we give you malchus two actions? Because on one action, there's two isur deraisa. You could get Malkus for doing, if you did two Isura Deraisa in one action, it's an interesting case. You get two Malkus.
One action is getting two sets of Malkus.
According to Rav, yeah, this Gemara is saying we'll give you twice, we will give you double. Yeah.
Yeah, before we had it when a man sleeps with a.
Yeah, there is it, yeah. We had the Gemara.
When a man sleeps with his sister, is what is it, like a whole.
Yes,
a
you
whole
could get.
You get five Malkus.
It's at work. Even for one action, you can get multiple malchus on one action. We spoke about this earlier, this concept. It's true, it's a chiddush. We spoke about it earlier. That the chiddush is, we were psukim. It's a chiddush, you're right. It is a chiddush, but we already brought it earlier. So you weren't brought it earlier. So
you
can.
Five fingers on the head.
Well, there, at least you did five different.
Sheretz also. It's still one action.
Sheretz also, yeah.
Sheretz too.
For one action.
Sheretz. Eating one sheretz. You get, you know how many lavin you get for eating one sheretz? Eat one bug, one action. It's possible to get multiple malchus on one action. Good. So Rav is saying, what's the Braisa saying? What did the Braisa say the guy who got rounded gets malchus? he didn't do what action we were asking. He did do what action. Because he's the barber. He's the barber. He's the guy in the seat at the same time. So he's going to get one malchus for being the rounder. And another malchus because he's doing the action of getting rounded. Mm. That's Rav's pshat. So you don't have to say it's only Rav Yehuda. It's everybody. Even and I, why is the guy getting malchus for getting rounded? Because he's the one doing it to himself. So it's possible to get malchus for getting rounded. Because you're the rounder and the rounded. Rounder and the roundee at the same time.
But Rav Yehuda would still say you don't need a meister, right?
Nachon, yeah, Rav Yehuda holds any way you would get.
Yeah,
but here he is doing the meister. But here we're saying, even according to all the other shitas, that you need an action, I can still figure out a case that you get twice.
That's why it says the direct
call. Yeah, oh, the wife side, the wife of the direct call. The wife says,
he didn't say specifically there's two people, one receiving and one giving, or, you know, there's someone who goes to the, you know, the barber.
Right.
He sits and someone is doing it.
So then according to this, it would only be one, because the person is sitting, yeah. According to all the other shitas, if you're just sitting in the chair, you didn't do an action, you wouldn't get malchus, right, if you don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. If you don't hold a Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't do it, you don't get malchus. So how is it possible the price is that you do get malchus? Exactly. Must be, you did it to yourself. So now you did do an action. So let's say Rabbi Amar, Bamakapala Asma, he's doing it to himself. For Divya Akali, and it's according to everyone, it's not only according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Ashi also agrees too.
In this case, for sure, I'll agree you'll get two.
Rabbi agrees too.
Yeah, in this case, everyone would agree you'll get two. Okay. Comes Rabbi Ashi, Rabbi Ashi, Oimer. I have a different scenario. The Bisayaya. Really, you could be the guy sitting in the chair and still get Malkav and Bisayaya V'divrei HaKol. If you're helping, that's also, since you're helping, you also get Malkav.
You get two, right?
How many sets yet?
So we're talking about here according to from Ash. Let's just finish this thing and then let's just finish this command. We'll do the refund soon. We'll finish and then you'll. So let's hear Ashi. Rav Ashi says, that the scenario is you're helping out the person give you the haircut. You pick up your hair, so you put your hairs like this. And therefore, everyone agrees you are doing an action, so you could also get malchus for being the guy who got rounded. She's the person who's giving you a haircut is doing an action, because he's rounded, he's doing his action. I'm also doing an action, that I'm helping him hold the hairs out to him, so therefore I'll also get mocked. Because our whole question was, we know you get an isser for getting rounded.
Sure, he's getting rounded, but also he's getting part of the action, yeah.
He's getting two.
The case is there's two different people here. It's not Rava's case. There's two different people.
These would get one?
Yeah, they'll both get one.
He's not going to get two for being getting his pays rounded, that's one, and then helping out and doing them.
No, that's only, no. Because how do you get one for getting your pays rounded? You didn't do a mile, you didn't do an action. How do you get...
learn that, a guy does it to himself.
But that's he's in a new turret now. He's in the same shot. He's in a new shot now.
Okay, but the person gets for being rounded. What about the guy sitting in the chair? First opinion, guy sits in the chair, does nothing.
That was our whole question. How do you get? Our whole question is, how do you get anything? That's our question.
Okay, but you're doing something.
So therefore, you'll get one. That's the only one you'll get.
One for what?
For getting rounded.
Okay, but what about for helping? For making the action?
That is the only reason why you got round. That's the only reason how you get anything.
He's not part of the action of being the... He's not considered... Like in the first case...
That's what we're saying.
Two guys get. The rounder and the roundee.
No.
Right?
Hell.
In this case, is he considered the rounder and the roundee?
No, he's not. We're just saying the only way you could be the person who got rounded and get an ister, the only way is because you helped him.
Okay, so...
But I didn't give the haircut. I held it out. I didn't give the haircut. He shaved it off.
Yeah, but that's not because being
good. I didn't round. He's the rounder. I'm getting my ister for being getting rounded. I didn't round. I didn't touch a haircut. I didn't do it. I'm getting the ister. The whole ister I'm getting is going to get around. Okay, we'll stop it, but I'm going to do refunds. I'm just for the camera. We're going to stop on this one. We have to finish. Stop the camera. I'm going to continue.
Then you're helping me.
That's the only one you get.
What?
Again, why should I get to? Again, this teretz now, again, Rav Ashi's teretz is, I'm getting the haircut. I'm sitting in the seat. So one person is rounding it out. So he gets the Isser for rounding. Good. I am helping him. I'm sitting in the chair. So we said, I'm sitting in the chair. So how can I get malchus? I didn't do an action. I am doing an action. I'm holding the hairs out to him. That's enough to be considered my action. Since I held it out to him to cut off, here's my action. So
there's
I'm getting...
No, there's no involvement in helping him.
It's lefnei ibra, but you can't get any malchus. It's true, I'm helping him. It's
helping
true.
Him around.
If that's the
is
only.
Is it considered rounding?
No, because the only way I could get rid of that's not because I don't round. If you do lifnei iver, if you help me do avir, you don't do the avir. It's a different issue. You're doing lifnei iver. You're helping him do the avir. You're not doing the avir.
What about the Shabbos? With two people, if it's not possible,
right,
to do an avir and Shabbos,
because you're doing
and
it.
And they both need to do it. Yeah, then they both over.
Because you're doing something. But then you're doing the isra. Here you're not doing the isra. I'm not shaving it off. I didn't shave it up. I don't have a shaver in my hand. Like, I don't have a shaver. I'm not doing anything. I didn't do the Isser. On Shabbat, I did the Isser. Here, I didn't do the Isser.
But it's like the same thing as just helping. You won't get, you're doing something bad, but it's not enough to be lashes.
No, it is. Because it's considered that's the Isser. The Torah is the Isser.
By itself.
What do I know?
Let's say someone who's not getting like his pass. Someone helps. He takes someone else's payas and lifts him up.
Yes, it's a different problem. So you're helping a guy do aver. It's a different issel lifnei iver, but you're not going to get for being a nikkus. You say you did lifnei iver, lifnei mechshol. You did something wrong.
Exactly.
But not enough to give you malchus. Nachon. Mitase. Right. Mitase. No, you're helping him. Also, you're sitting in a chair. Run away from the chair. You're not. It wasn't a mistake. It wasn't you're sleeping. You're that's what that's like. It's different. So hopefully next time we'll do the refunds. We'll go through the refunds on this. Come on, fight, Sky. Hey, Kiva, let's go. We're going to learn Torah. Fine, now set us up. We're going to start soon with Ben Ishchai, Pater Shpat. First, let's go over a little bit of the Ben Ishchai of the Chavetz Chaim, what he says, that we should know that everything we do on this world, it arouses a great power in the upper world. If a person always tries to overcome their bad midas and have rachmanis, then in Shemayim, they're also going to overcome their midas against this person and have rachmanis. Like it says in the Zohar, what does the Zohar say? It says that our actions down here makes an effect upstairs what happens in the upper worlds. The person does in this world a chesed, it arouses chesed in the upper worlds. And on that day, there's chesed in the world, and again, this day gets crowned with chesed because of this person. Imagine? But if a person has rachmanis, then in this world also, that day becomes a protection for him, and that day when he's going to need rachmanis, he'll have rachmanis. So if a person has rachman today in Shemayim, you made this more of a day of rachmanis, and today when you're going to need rachmanis, they're going to help you out. You should use a lot of rachmanis. And then the person, the measuring stick you measure with, that's what they measure you with. Because praise is the person that shows praise the kosher actions, because in our actions it depends a lot of things on us. And that's what the Gemara in Bamatia says, Yerushalayim was only destroyed because they were exact with judgment, which means that they did everything according to the letter of the law. So you're chayav money fan, they weren't mevater. Now the Gemara said, well, a lot of other things did a lot of averus, three cardinal sins. So why is Gemara saying because they kept the Torah exact? It says, because even if they did the other averus, right? If you would have rachmanis, and then from Shemayim they'll have rachmanis. So this is what sealed it off, made that you couldn't have rachmanis because you were an act of rachmanis. But the more we act with mercy, the more Shemayim they act with mercy. Good?